Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's about... You gotta put it in perspective.
Dear idiots of Earth, you should not be transmitting. We have a protocol to destroy any and all life we discover. You're lucky I got this message and not my boss. He's a real pain in the glory. Anyway, I have to tell him about this. Maybe he won't want to destroy your planet. I'll let you know tomorrow. In the meantime, do not transmit any more signals.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Bye now.
Bye.
Did you just hang up on Barney?
That took a real turn at the end.
Did you just hang up on Barney?
He did. Oh, God. I don't like anything in the last minute.
He's 97, Kevin.
I didn't really hang up on him.
You clipped him.
Yes.
You clipped him.
He hung up.
No, you clipped him.
No, you clipped him.
No, he hung up.
That might be the last time we ever... His arms aren't working. His legs. Did you hear him?
That was a rough last minute.
And now.
Yes. Today I won. Here's my ring. I'm the winner. I won. That's it. I did well. Who did well? I did.
Our feature presentation.
I mean, he hung up.
You clipped Barney.
No, honestly, like.
Dude, that was the last sound he ever heard before Sweet Death, too, by the way.
But seriously, like, the line went dead.
You could always, like, call him today and apologize, right?
Oh, bad news, Jensen.
Oh.
That was our shot.
That is worse than I thought.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning, the 30th of October.
I'm going to miss Rocktober, I'll tell you that. Although, I will say I have some fond memories of Blovember in the past. So, Blovember is not bad. No complaints. Allie, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
I mean, you're all right with the, you know, with your team being out and everything now? I mean, it's got to be a rough morning for you to be working?
You know, it's fine. I'm really happy for the Sounders.
Mm-hmm.
They've won, what, 3 of the 4 last championships going
They're
in?
A very good team, yes.
Championships going in? Is that like Western Conference? What am I saying?
I mean,
before the final.
Yeah, the Western Conference.
Yeah, that's what
finals,
I meant.
Finals, yeah.
3 out of 4?
I don't know.
Who knows?
You're a real sports
I don't know the number.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I just know last night. That's all.
All I know is, listen, it's not what we wanted. We didn't look great. Do I think the refs weren't helping much? Yeah. But what are you going to do?
Do you think maybe you were your team was overconfident?
I think maybe
and
a little
your coach
overconfident.
And perhaps a lot of your fans.
Oh, wow. That's rough.
I'm just asking a big general question.
Sounds like Kevin heard from some people online.
Wow.
Sounds like people heard. People from LAFC community maybe have reached out.
Dude, that's been happening since the game. Well, since all season, actually. Yeah. But yeah.
I do think they were flopping a lot at the end. And that's,
you didn't see it, did you?
That's
you
embarrassing for
You're just making
any
stuff up
soccer
now.
Fan when they're like, floppy.
You're just making stuff up.
You were watching Peaky Blinders again, weren't you? Not actual soccer.
I was watching last week's This Is Us just to catch up.
Okay. I didn't think you saw
it. Was the game last night?
It was last night.
Oh,
yes,
shoot. All right. When's the next one?
Well, for some teams.
Next year?
Oh.
For your team, Mark, you got some time off.
It's very upsetting.
Here's the headline. Funeral mourners get stoned after being served hash cake at restaurant.
Oh.
All right.
Funeral mourners, you guys get stoned after being served hash cake.
I mean, honestly, who should get hash cake more than funeral mourners?
I agree with that, by the way. Police say a funeral in eastern Germany ended on an involuntary drug high when mourners were accidentally served hash cake. Rostock police said Tuesday after the burial in Wietgagen, the funeral party went to a restaurant for coffee and cake, as is customary in Germany. But after eating the cake, 13 people experienced nausea and dizziness and needed medical treatment.
Man, I'm so high.
Now, this is what I wanted to ask because, you know, you're my little drug friends. why would that be the reaction of the mourners who are eating hash cake? Just that they are they're completely unfamiliar with the drug? Like their bodies just aren't used to whatever that dose was?
Yeah.
Because I would just
Everybody reacts to it differently, too.
But I would think that most people would have unknowingly just gotten a little bit of a high off of the cake. You know what I mean? Like wouldn't get sick. They would really just get high.
But I think you're not including the neurotic feeling you get the first time you do get stoned.
Is that paranoia?
It's way worse. Yeah, because you're just like, what is this? And then it just intensifies.
So it feels worse because you didn't know you were taking drugs.
Right, and you're terrified.
A police investigation revealed that the restaurant employee in charge of the cakes had asked her 18-year-old daughter to bake them.
Mistake one.
However, the mother accidentally took the wrong cake from the freezer to the funeral. She instead took a hash cake that the teenager had made for a different occasion.
We're so high right now.
We're not low.
By the way, how ticked is the teenager? She's like, hey.
Wasted all the hash.
That was for a different occasion.
Yes.
That was a different funeral.
That was for my friends coming over Friday night. Mommy ruined everything. I hate you. I want to go live at Dad's house.
Well, you've really fleshed out this story.
Right?
Mm-hmm. A little character development. That's all. Mm-hmm. Police say the 18-year-old is under investigation. The incident happened and was not published earlier out of respect for the mourners, but apparently enough time has gone past that now they're saying they can talk about it. But that's a bad surprise, I guess, for people. You don't want to get...
Sort of. I mean, hey, man, I wish at my dad's funeral we had hash. That would have changed everything.
Would have cheered you up.
But I feel like the you knowing about it part is important.
Maybe just dose me at my dad's funeral. That won't end bad, will it?
Kevin, you hate surprises? Is that what we're learning here?
No, I don't hate surprises, but okay. Most people do.
Yeah, these people, it doesn't sound like we're down for it.
The best tonic is chronic.
I mean, the guy's right.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
How does it feel, Kevin, to be so hot, so good looking, so handsome?
Look, you get used to it.
Do you?
Yeah. This morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, our friend and comedian Eddie Ift joins us in studio. We always get in trouble with Eddie.
True.
Someone always complains after Eddie comes in. And then Eddie goes, hey, or we reach out to him. We go, hey, should we have him on the show? We go, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's our response. Halloween costume disasters on the show today. Bean makes us guess.
Mm-hmm.
And Jensen went toe-to-toe with the entire Bed Bath & Beyond store.
Wow.
Yeah, spent a lot of time in there and really went... Really went grudge match.
And walked out a champ?
I'm a champ, but this one, really, I took home the belt.
Would you say you're a winner? Who got the ring? You did?
I would say that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break and come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Allie is here with our first look at what's happening on a Wednesday?
Sound like a question? Yes, it's a Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday. Okay, good.
Did you think it was Thursday?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, I thought it was Thursday.
I mean,
and
Thursday.
I was super excited.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we like Thursday.
Yeah, gonna go home after work today and put on my costume, get all ready for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow's Halloween. It's not
yeah,
today.
I see you. I see you going to a lot of Halloween parties. I see you being out super late tomorrow night at a party.
I think he's being sarcastic.
Okay, I am going to a Halloween party tomorrow.
Really?
So, boom!
Yeah, I do it every Halloween.
I don't even know you anymore.
You
never know her. On a weeknight, you're going out to a party.
Well, yeah.
Okay, all right. Have fun. What's your costume?
I'm going to be a skeleton.
But, skeleton.
Is that just a shirt and pants that have
it? It is a shirt that has a skeleton on it, pants that have skeleton legs on it.
Nice.
But I have been watching a lot of makeup tutorials about how to do skeleton makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned. It is going to be so bad.
Will you please post?
Well, I practiced and I thought I'd post the practice run that I did with the makeup, because I literally was like, you just look pale. And, like, you did something really bad to your face.
I mean, you're a skeleton.
Right.
You shouldn't have a nice red
rosy complexion.
To you.
Right.
True. But it just looks bad. It just looks like, oh, she's sick.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Well, you got a day to work out the details.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bad news yesterday for touring band Swimmers. It's that time of the year where just weather is a problem. So if you're a touring band, you're in a van, you tend to be driving yourself, this is when it can get really treacherous, and Swimmers became the first victim of a weather-related incident. The group revealed that on the drive from Oakland to Denver, guitarist Max Becker and two members of his traveling party hit a patch of black ice. Their van lost control. All three were transported to a nearby hospital in Wyoming for treatment, and Becker sustained an undisclosed injury that's going to need a lot of recovery time. So the group has called off the remaining dates of their current tour.
Do we know this group, Swimmers? Is this someone we play?
They just came up at the Breakfast with Green Day. I guess Billy Joe's son
Billy
is in
Joe's
it.
Son is the drummer.
Yeah.
And I have I've done a That's My Jam song with them.
They're really good.
They're really, really good.
Billy Joe posted yesterday they're canceling their shows for the rest of this year at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because.
They announced the cancellation on Twitter yesterday and said, "Our brother Max is the strongest person in the world. He's our fearless leader. It's going to be a long road to recovery, but we all know that if he can do it, if anyone can do it, Max can. We love you. Share some love with the people around you and send all your positive energy to Max, Josh, and Natalie."
Oh, shame.
Just a bummer. And Max, by the way, is in Swimmers, and his brother, Cole, is the lead singer. So it's not only your bandmate, but your brother as well. Yeah, so that's just really rough. So we wish them all the best and a speedy recovery on that. In better news, you guys, Bill Murray spoke with Amy Schumer on her podcast and discussed a bunch of topics, including the one job that he would do outside of acting. And Bill Murray revealed that, quote, "I did fill out an application at P.F. Chang's at the Atlanta airport because it's just one of those great places."
I can never tell if he's serious. I can't imagine he did this for real. But
Amy Schumer was like, "Wait, what are you even talking about? Just to do any job?" And he replied, "Just looks like the best time."
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
P.F. Chang's at the Atlanta airport. Like, he's that is so specific.
He wants
I love
to mix
it.
The sauces. That is a fun gig.
Is it?
Yeah, mixing the sauces. I'd do that for a night.
Is that code?
Not forever.
It sounds like a euphemism, yeah.
No, you guys, are you guys P.F. Chang's heads?
No.
I haven't been there in a while, but I like it.
They just, at the beginning of the night, they say, what kind of sauce do you want? It spicy, hot, whatever, and then they mix it all up in front
of
you. Like, you know, it's the Asian cuisine version of guacamole at the table.
Okay.
That does sound fun.
See?
It does.
I sold it.
Bill Murray's really smart. Amy Schumer later revealed in the podcast that her family owned a liquor store in Manhattan, and Bill Murray said, "Wait a minute. I hadn't accounted Schumer's Liquor. Is that your family?" And she's like, "Come on, dude. No, you didn't." And he said, "I'm not kidding. They delivered 4 bottles of champagne to my office at SNL every week on the show. I would go there right after the show. I'd go up there and all my guests would come in. We'd listen to the spinners, order a couple drinks, and then we'd go to the party." How bizarre.
Wow. That's
small
weird.
Small, small world.
That's
I need to hang out at the Atlanta airport.
Yeah, hit the button. Hit the button after.
Talk amongst yourselves. I learned from the best.
Yeah.
A Hall of Famer taught me that. Some birthdays for you. Henry Winkler. Who's better?
Genius.
No one's better.
He's the greatest. Matthew Morrison, who, by the way, 3 episodes in, I didn't know that he was the one that was on American Horror Story 1984.
Are we all going down?
Yeah. I don't know. All of a sudden, I can't get through anything. And Kevin Pollak, that guy can play poker.
He's a very talented actor and impressionist.
And hat wearer.
He wears a lot of hats.
All of the above.
Yeah. There you go. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Remember the Fluffy Times?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a good dude.
That is a good dude.
Like him. I think there may have been a moment with that transpired during the Fluffy Times.
What?
Could we check that out and see?
And now, a moment with Jensen.
I grew up out here, you know, like, I've never left. I've only been in snow, like, 3 times ever in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that how you are, or since you've traveled, like, is that still crazy to you? 1 degree? I'll take
that
it.
That was a moment with Jensen.
Rough. I'll take it. How did none of us notice it?
No! Did you have a stroke?
That's awesome.
But the weirdest part is none of us heard it except me.
It was Omar. Actually, I give Omar all the credit. He's
so
the one who
all of us didn't hear it.
Totally missed it.
I remember sort of thinking, he's trying to get through this question and I see where he's going, but I don't remember thinking, that's a moment.
That's very weird that
can
all
we
of
hear
us
it again?
In the moment thought it was okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And now, a moment with Jensen.
I grew up out here, you know, like, I've never left. I've only been in snow, like, 3 times ever in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that how you are, or since you've traveled, like, is that still crazy to you? 1 degree?
That was a moment with Jensen.
Welcome to my life, sir.
I don't know how I did that without a construction hat on.
Do not even, it didn't even register.
No, none of us picked it up.
There are a lot of questions being begun in that one question.
The problem is, do I have a spell on all of you guys so that my questions sound better in studio, but Omar hasn't been hit with the spell?
Oh, that could be.
It's very possible. Well, it's very possible.
Everybody hears mine. Yours slip right through. Well,
I didn't even know what the song was. When you played the moment of, I was like, who's this person?
You mean this part?
And now, a moment with Jensen.
I grew up out here, you know, like, I've never left. I've only been in snow like three times ever in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, is that how you are, or since you've traveled, like, you... Oh, and one... Is that still crazy to you? 1 degree?
That was a moment with Jensen.
Wow.
Congratulations, man. You're officially part of the team now.
Thank
you got
so
your own
much.
Moment with.
Thank you.
Turns.
That's fantastic.
It was a novel.
Speaking of words, and words are hard, yesterday, somehow it came up that I said the word Thanksgiving on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To which Allie recoiled in horror because she's a Thanksgiving person.
As are most people.
Yeah.
And they're not the same pronunciation.
She's saying the difference between Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You put the emphasis on the thanks.
That's right.
I put the emphasis on the giving. And I think most people probably put the emphasis on the giving.
I do. Yeah. I always have.
Same.
But don't you think most people also think whatever pronunciation they use is the one that most people use? Because most people think they're right.
Well, yeah, I think we all sort of assume that without...
Yeah, we all just said the three of us say it exactly the same. And then there's a weirdo who says it differently.
You. Thanksgiving.
That's not it.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So then, Allie, you heard from a friend of the show.
Yes.
With another potential controversy.
Eric Stonestreet texts me, and he just writes, ask him to say Taco Bell. And I'm like, what? Oh, okay. And then I asked everyone in the room, Kevin, say Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Bean?
Taco Bell.
Muggs?
Taco Bell.
Jensen?
I'm going to go eat a Taco Bell.
No! You put the emphasis on taco?
That's exactly how I've said it.
Do it again.
Because I have to say it in a sentence or I'll overthink it. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to go get Taco Bell?
No, that was different.
Sort of. That was 50-50. Oh. So where are you putting the emphasis on, Taco or Bell?
I put the emphasis on Taco.
Me too.
Because honestly, they sell tacos. They don't sell bells.
I mean, that's right, technically that's true.
That's true, but that's not really what the emphasis
Taco
is
Bell.
About. No, it's
so Taco Bell.
Bell
sounds right to you, Allie?
Taco Bell.
No.
Taco Bell. No, I think Taco it's Taco Bell. Bell.
I mean, if you
think... No, it is not
it's Taco Bell.
Bell.
If
it
you
is.
Think through it, you think, oh, yeah, it makes sense that it's Taco Bell. But I've never... It's always been Taco Bell.
No.
It's always been that
it's
to me.
It's always Taco Bell.
Well, this is a 2-2 tie. Because both Bean and I hear it as Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, yeah.
Muggs?
It's Taco Bell. I mean...
Well, that's the bell.
You don't say Taco Fall.
Or, is that the basketball player? No one says it yet. He's brand new.
He's right. He's technically right.
I don't even know what just happened.
He's a new basketball player.
He's a net, right?
Okay.
He's a
Celtic.
And he's gargantuan. He's 7'6".
All right. So Taco Bell versus Taco Bell. Okay. How about this?
Uh-huh.
Wait, can you say, hold on. Sorry. Can someone say Taco Supreme for me?
Taco Supreme.
Yeah, same. Taco Supreme. Mm-hmm.
Taco Supreme, no. I'm Taco Supreme.
No, I mean, it makes sense when I hear you say it, but it's Taco Supreme. That's how everyone says it.
Yeah, number one, Kevin, when he said it, put his hand up in the air
he
like
did.
It's this
it
elegant. Taco Supreme!
Gorgeous, the way he did it.
Okay, Taco Supreme. It's Taco Supreme.
It's Taco Supreme.
Yeah, I'm with the girl.
Unbelievable.
What's her name?
You guys have...
Allie.
This is having a major issue. This is going to divide us.
Speaking of division, what do you call the thing that's on the top of your house?
The roof?
Yeah, the roof.
Don't even say roof.
The roof is on fire.
No.
What?
No,
or is
don't
it a
say
roof.
Roof. No,
is it a roof or is it a roof?
No. It's a roof.
No one says the roof is on fire, let it burn. It's the roof.
There are two common ways to pronounce this four-letter word.
Ruff.
While people born and raised in the West tend to pronounce the word as if it rhymes with hoof, in other words, roof, those from the East see it as rhyming with poof, as in roof.
We're all from the West.
We're all from the West Coast, and I've always thought it was roof.
Well, apparently it's
never
split.
Okay.
Roof and roof, you guys.
Mm-mm.
All right, how about this one? C-A-R-A-M-E-L. C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
See, that's weird, because people, I say caramel.
Yeah, I say caramel. Yeah.
That's the East Coast pronunciation.
Is
the West,
it really?
The Midwest is caramel.
I think I flip-flop back and forth, because neither sounds right
It's like
me.
Pirates of the Caribbean or Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh. Yeah.
Everyone says Caribbean.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
What I thought.
Exactly.
Who
Except
says-
for Billy Ocean. Billy Ocean's the only one Caribbean.
Okay, but that was a song from 30 years ago.
I say Pirates of the Caribbean.
Me too.
Yeah.
No one says Pirates of the Caribbean.
But then when you talk about the Caribbean, do you call it the Caribbean?
No. That's what I'm saying. Regular, life is really weird.
But one of them is pirate-centric, and the other one is like...
is island-centric.
Island-centric. So you would
but
say...
I mean, aren't they both identifying... that area?
Same region, yes.
Yeah, right.
Same word. So, I'm sorry, I didn't get the ruling here. So, you guys are caramel people or you guys are caramel people?
We're caramel people,
I think. I'm caramel, yeah.
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
This is the most controversial one of all.
Oh, no.
The state in which the city of Las Vegas resides.
Nevada.
Yeah, Nevada.
Nevada.
No, it's not.
Oh, Muggs. You bougie bitch.
Nevada.
Yes, and I'm going to have some tea with my little finger up.
You say, so you casually drop Nevada?
Yeah, like the long, the ah. The A's and R.
We understood.
No, we got it.
We definitely
have to explain the word to us.
I had an issue with you thinking that it's like somewhat formal.
Nevada.
Let me go to some tape. I have some tape on this one. First of all, beer mug.
Is it Nevada or Nevada? Because I've said Nevada, and people were like, Nevada, huh?
Just happened right now.
Literally.
Also, who are you asking?
I don't know.
He's talking to himself. Here's here's your president.
Nevada.
Oh, no.
And you know what I said?
Oh.
You know what I said? I said when I came out here, I said, nobody says it the other way. It has to be Nevada. Right?
Yeah,
and
you
don't say it directly. Mugs. And it didn't happen to me, but it happened to a friend of mine
who
was killed. Nevada.
Oh, what?
Who was killed?
All right, so
can that happen with Muggs?
By the way, president even just said that,
yes.
There'd be a problem. And I've never even heard that quote.
President Trump says Nevada.
He says Nevada.
Wasn't this a topic on
Veep?
Yes,
it was on Veep.
And what was their conclusion?
Well, I was going to say Elaine Benes. She's on Seinfeld.
Yes.
The president.
Selena Meyer
kept saying Nevada. And they're like, no, it's
That's
Nevada.
Right. Here's Michelle Obama.
It is so nice to be back in Nevada. We are so happy to be here. Nevada.
So they start booing her, basically.
They booed her.
And one more.
Was celebrating until he heard
this. Remember our most eloquent president ever?
It's great to be here in Nevada. You didn't think I'd get it right, did you?
There you go.
See? So it is.
I think the ruling is Nevada, is where we're going on that.
Yes.
So that's where you go to have some caramel.
Oh, for reals, though. Is someone getting us Taco Bell or what? I want it now.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do we want to have another day in history?
I mean,
do we like the way it's going?
I'm concerned, frankly, for Ruben and his whole family.
Poor mother.
Yes, poor mom. Yeah.
All right, let's do it again. Let's see.
This day in history with old man Ruben.
Henry Tudor, who was crowned Henry VII on this day in 1485, founded the Tudor. Hey, did you guys ever collect baseball cards?
Yeah, I did.
Man, I miss those days. My favorite part of collecting cards was trading them, you know? My Ken Griffey Jr. for your Barry Bonds. Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
It's just, I was thinking, maybe we can all do a trade as adults. Maybe there's something you need, and I can do that. And then you can do something I need in return. Crisscross.
I'm not following.
Like my mom, right? She's ruining my life. For the past 6 hours, I've been cleaning out the cobwebs inside her mouth. Ugh, I'd wish she'd just disappear. So maybe one of you could get rid of my mom.
Oh my
God. Then I'll take care of whoever's bothering you.
Ruben, my God, I'm not killing your mom.
Hey, who said kill? Maybe she just accidentally slip off a cruise ship or stumble in front of a speeding go-kart or her Diet Mountain Dew could have arsenic in it. It'll be an accident.
Ruben, I'm super uncomfortable with this. Let's just do one of these tomorrow.
Mom, I'm not cleaning out the cobwebs down there, too.
Because Ruben is old.
We are now done.
Terrible.
What is happening?
Good Lord.
Degrading. It's like they have a very odd relationship.
Ugh. If this doesn't end up with Ruben in the handcuffs, then something's wrong. Because he is terrifying.
Unreal.
Hey, B-Mix's guest coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock.
So last night I lost my phone.
Oh,
whoa.
Kevin.
And we all know that feeling.
Yeah.
Your whole life is gone.
Yes, exactly.
Can't do anything. You got nothing.
I don't have, and it's probably been, 4 months since I backed it up. probably. So first thing you do, you get a little scared, and you start looking at all the places that you know you may have left it, because you've left it there before. Maybe the bed, maybe the bathroom counter, maybe the couch.
Pockets.
You do that. You look through all the pockets. Then you start sort of freaking out, like, oh, wait a minute, I didn't find it in all the places that I usually leave it. Mm-hmm. So now I have to do a more thorough search.
Okay.
So I go and I look under the bed, and I look beside the cabinet in the kitchen, and I look in the underneath the driver's seat in the car and in the back seat.
Sure.
Just to make sure that I'm really doing a thorough search, because clearly it's not where I thought it was.
Right.
Right. Cover your bases.
Then it wasn't any of those places. No, it's not in my butt alley.
Okay.
We can see you pointing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good guess.
And I feel like you would know.
Yeah.
And then you realize, okay, well, honestly, maybe I lost my phone.
Yeah.
So now you start thinking, well, how much are new ones? Can I go after the show tomorrow?
Did you even think, like, where was I yesterday? Could it be in any...
Yeah, you kind of recount your steps.
Because you try to remember the last place you saw it to wonder if you left it while you were out or if you brought it home and then lost it after you got
home.
Did
I even have it at work? Yes, I had it at work. I know that.
Okay.
I think that's the last thing I remember. I did have it in my car on the way home.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
So that eliminates, at least you know you didn't leave it at work. That's good.
Right. You're
narrowing it down.
So... then you start looking everywhere where it can't possibly be.
Right.
The fridge.
In the fridge, yeah.
Yeah.
In the fridge.
Yeah.
I didn't think of the fridge.
First thing
Damn
we thought.
So you start looking everywhere where it couldn't possibly be, and it's just nowhere to be found. Oh, and it's like, all right, well, it's been a 15-minute roller coaster. First I'm a little annoyed, then I was really scared. Now I'm mad slash... I'm mad that I have to get another
one. And you get so panicky. Like, what if I need to talk to someone tonight? Like, you start playing out every emergency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I said, Mom, I got to go. I can't find my phone.
Wait, what? What?
What is going on?
Huh? I said, Mom, I got to go.
Oh, my God.
You were on the phone with your mother
the whole
time you were looking for your...
The entire 15 minutes.
Kevin.
I'm like going through my car underneath the seat. Oh, yeah, Mom. Yeah, of course, Mom. I remember that. Yeah, okay.
Oh. Kevin, you need some night-nights.
Oh,
oh
no.
My God.
Oh, that's best.
No, you need Dr. Sleep. That's what you need.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
How about Bean makes his guess?
Bean makes his guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Bean makes his guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean makes his guess.
Yes. Believe we need
noted.
Penis slapping. I'm just
Got
saying
it.
If they
we
could
didn't
change
say
that.
It. Did we say it?
Right. Yeah, but it's just it's not relevant to the conversation, guys.
And
this is...
you know that you're doing the penis slapping, so you're in control here.
I'm not doing the penis. That wasn't my
you
penis.
You should
slapping.
Stop
I'm just
that.
Saying.
How dare you, guys? We have been trying to do some Halloween themed. Bean makes his guesses for October. We did zombie movies. We did vampire movies. I think today is going to be a super fun one because it is a subject that is close to all of our hearts. Ranker.com. Which is nothing but lists on the internet. So you can imagine how much I love that. Anything with lists and maps I'm into has ranked the greatest Halloween songs of all time. The greatest Halloween songs of all time.
I will dominate you people.
I mean, we all know and love lots of Halloween songs. We play plenty of them every year here on the Kevin and Bean Show. They ranked 131 songs on this list, by the way. We won't be going that deep, but because there are so many that are right off the top of your head, I'll give you a point. Usually it's top 10. We'll go a point for top 13. Anything in the top 13, you get a point, all right? 11.6 thousand votes on the greatest Halloween song of all time. Kevin, as is our norm, you get to go first.
MC Hammer, Adam's Groove.
Play how they want to play.
Right?
They want to dance.
Did you buzz it?
I'm sorry, yes. That did not make... I've got the top 25 in front of me. I did not see Adam's Groove, but that was a nice
wow.
effort. Mugs, you're up.
Let's go... The Blob.
The Blob?
I'm sorry?
Are you playing...
What?
Right? That's a Halloween song, no?
It's a song about aliens coming to Earth by the Five Blobs, the Blob.
Look, it creeps, it sweeps, it glides and glides across the floor.
That's your guess for the top 13 of all time?
How is that the first Halloween
song? I don't know.
You thought of, where did you come up with the Blob?
1950 or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But wait, that's your choice for the... Okay.
Was that not a good choice?
No.
No.
The All Blob. Right. So now we got two people not playing the game. Allie, it looks like this one's going to be yours to win.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just do this.
Mm.
It is number one on the greatest Halloween songs of all time, according to Record.com. Yes, Bobby Moore's pick at the Monster Mash. Well done. Kevin, you're up next.
Fred Schneider, Monster.
You know what? That's on
you
my
heard that one.
That is on my Halloween playlist. That's a great song.
There's a monster in my pants, and when I walk in the room, they hit it with a broom or some nonsense. It's nonsensical.
And it's awesome.
And it's awesome.
It's an awesome song.
Top 13?
I'm sorry, no. Okay. Muggs, you want to try again?
All right, I'm going to redeem myself here.
All right.
Are you?
Halloween by the Misfits. Come on! What?
Are you
is
serious?
Is that not a Halloween song? It's the title is Halloween.
Of course it's a Halloween song.
How's that not in the top?
This isn't K-Rock of the 80s list of all-time songs. This is the internet and people in the world.
They're wrong.
I thought this would be the easiest
They're
game
all wrong.
Ever.
When did Muggs go back to the 1950s?
I don't know.
Well, the Misfits Kevin, were the 80s, but...
You're up.
No, I'm up.
Allie, you're up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
This is going smoothly, and I like it.
Soon they forget. Because this is Thriller.
Sounds the
canceled.
Same. number two.
So Allie has number one
and number two. Yes. By the way, for what it's worth, last year's list, the 2018 list, Thriller was number one. So it did slip a notch. Monster Mash at number one. All right, Kevin, you're up now.
The Fat Boys, Are You Ready for Freddy? Right?
No, another excellent song, but
excellent song.
I'm sorry I did not make the list. Muggs, are you going to get on the board at
Jesus
all
Christ.
Or?
I don't know. Let's go Purple People Eater.
What
my
decade
God.
Are you
what
living
happened
in?
To you?
What is wrong with you? And furthermore, number 12.
Oh! One eyed, one horn, flying purple people eater.
One eyed,
gets a point. He is on the
he
board,
gets a
ladies
point
and gentlemen.
I knew it would pay off.
People Eater.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Allie B.K.
If this isn't on it, I riot because it should be top five. But Oingo Boingo, Dead Man's Party.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me tell you something about Oingo Boingo. No, seriously. We work at K-Rock.
Yeah.
We grew up with Boingo as one of the biggest bands in Southern California history. They can play stadiums here.
Number three.
The best Halloween song of all time.
In the rest of the country, Boingo are virtually unknown.
Can't say that,
Allie.
Okay. My bad.
The internet doesn't know Boingo like we know Boingo. It's number 22 on their list
That's
of the greatest Halloween songs.
I hate this list.
Again, we grew up with it. The rest of America didn't. All right, let's go around one more time. Kevin, your final guess, please.
Bobby Boris Pickett.
Monsters Holiday.
Monster Rap.
Oh, Monster Rap is good, too. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. Just...
Lights went up without a hitch, then Eagle sang.
I'll pull the switch.
No. Oh, yeah, it's the same guy. No.
Yeah, Monster Rap.
Shock the body. Shock the body, body. Shock the body.
Shut the body.
Come on. Okay, I'm in.
Why have we not been playing that this year? We played that in years past.
That's top 13?
I'm sorry, no.
Probably
14. Muggs, your final guess, please.
Probably 14.
Bella Mother Effin' Lugosi is Mother Effin' dead.
Yeah.
Oh, come on!
I don't see
it. I quit. I'm leaving. This is dumb.
Okay. Oh.
Allie, you are the winner, but just for grins, one more.
Well, now that you're saying, like, all great things aren't going to be on this, this is a great song, but I think maybe the rest of the country agrees, too. Ow, Werewolf of London.
Number seven.
Destroyed us.
Warren Zevon. Yeah, Allie got them all. All right, here's let me see. Here's what we got. Number 13 was...
No, he did this on the Muppet Show when I was a kid, and he wore his black makeup, and he came up out of a coffin. And I told this to the Hensons, and they're like, "That never happened, Allie." I'm like, "Check your records. It did. He came up out of a coffin and did 'Welcome to My Nightmare,' and he had black makeup, and I
on the Muppets.
I was terrified for years.
That sounds scary. That sounds really scary.
Yes.
Unbelievably, Beer Mug pulled Purple People Eater out of his butt at number 12. Here's number 11. Sure.
Again, all right. Not a Halloween song.
I mean,
it has hell in it, that's why.
It does say hell.
Number 10. Don't fear the reaper. Okay. Number 9.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay. This is the one. This one really surprised me because it's the only movie theme in the top 20.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Number 7 was Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. Allie, you got that one. Number 6.
Oh, my God.
That's number 6?
I have it on my list.
Oh, shut up. You already won the game.
Yeah, but
you destroyed us.
Yeah.
Number 5.
This is Halloween. It's on my list.
I'm surprised nobody mentioned that.
That's
a big fail on our part.
Number 4. I put a spell
on you. Oh.
That's nonsense.
That's from the commercial.
From the commercial.
You guys got number 1, number 2, Bobby Boris Pickett, Monster Mash, Michael Jackson, Thriller. I'm a little bit surprised that nobody came up with number 3. It's a little song that goes something like... Can you call?
Oh, we're awful.
So Muggs had room for the Blob, but no thought about Ghostbusters.
Was the theme from Chud on there?
This has been Bean Makes Us Guess. Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
Hey, before we find out about the whitest battle of all time, Jensen versus the Bed Bath & Beyond, I just want to give a heads up. Muggs, this is for you and everybody else who loves free food.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Thanks to the base being stolen by Washington Nationals shortstop Trey Turner last night, Taco Bell, for the 7th year in a row, is giving away a, steal a base, steal a taco is their promotion for the World Series. So they're giving away a free nacho cheese Doritos Locos taco today to everyone who comes in between 2 and 6.
Even here?
Yes, everywhere across the whole country. Yeah. Tacos can be claimed, it says, at participating stores, which I think is pretty much all of them.
We have to call ahead.
Between 2 and 6 or anytime when using the app or ordering online. So if you want a free taco today, thanks to the World Series base stolen last night in the game, then go on by to Taco Bell this afternoon. So that's a heads up.
Game 7 tonight, you
game
guys.
Game 7 tonight, you guys.
Oh, I can't wait to not watch. Oh.
Kevin, the most amazing statistic, then we'll move on.
Oh, and you know I hate baseball.
No, this one's amazing, okay, though, because this is not just a baseball statistic. This also includes hockey and the NBA, all three major sports in America that have series in their playoffs.
Yes.
Right? For the first time in sports history, the road team won the first 6 games.
Wow.
That's every sport.
Yes,
it's never happened before until the World Series this year. So the Astros won all the games in Washington. The Nationals won all the games in Houston so far. We'll see what happens.
There's no home field.
No home field.
No, there hasn't been any.
Exactly right.
Home ice or anything. Wow, that's crazy.
Very bizarre. Very bizarre. All right, Jensen, what's going on, man?
Okay, so here's the thing. I feel like this could have been a who's the dick, but in my opinion, I know I'm right.
Yeah, well, the rest of us go ahead and throw it open to the room.
Okay, here we go. I needed a storage unit. Like an actual box.
Who's the dick?
No. Here we go. This box, it's like I needed it to be leveled because I needed it to take up as little space as possible but put as many things in it. And I thought to myself, what would be a perfect, solution for that? And I thought Christmas ornament boxes.
Okay.
So I was like, that's perfect for storage. Doesn't need to be for Christmas ornaments. And it's close to Christmas, so I'm going to go, try to find them.
Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't know where to go look.
Well, I go online to the Container Store. I go and I find the exact one I want, a perfect one at Bed Bath & Beyond. And I immediately look in the computer for store pickup so I can get it quicker than Amazon. Amazon almost only promised it to me by the end of the month, basically.
Yeah.
And so I go, perfect. I need it now. They have 34 of them.
How many they had?
Okay. My store in Canoga Park. I go, that is... absolutely, that's it. So I drive down there, and I go to the storage, space with containers. Yeah. I go up there, and I ask the woman, and she's no help at all. She says, we don't have those. I said, well, it says on the computer that you have 35 of them. And she goes, well, they might be downstairs in the seasonal section. I go, okay. So I go downstairs to where, Christmas stockings are, and I wouldn't say it's a large section right now. Mm-hmm. It's pretty small. It's just starting.
Right, it's just starting.
And so I go up to customer service, and I say, listen, I just walked through the seasonal. A woman upstairs sent me. It's not there, and I need you to look at this. And so they look at my phone, they type in the SKU, and they say, we don't have any. I go, that's not true. Let me show
By
you.
By the way, it's very possible that there's a computer error or they just put it wrong on on the site. No, it's possible.
It's possible, it but is. I don't
you
see
didn't
it
buy
likely.
It.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't see it likely. So I show them and I say, here's where it says 35 on my phone, on the computer. And they go, okay, let me check. Oh, you know what? It says 35, but when I click it, it says zero. And I said, that's not where I'm not leaving.
So,
oh my God!
Because wow! Now, look, because here's what the thing is: we're at.
You
now,
start screaming about bagels at this point.
Who's the dick?
We're at 15 to 20 minutes now inside the store. Okay, and so I'm immediately thinking to myself, I know it's here. I know it's here, and these people just want to pass me off.
Maybe they want to pass you off, but you don't know it's there.
But no one's actually trying to find it. No one has stood up and looked in the sections.
Okay,
no one's done
I can
thing.
See that's a little annoying.
They're just going off of the idea that when you click it, it says zero. I see 35.
Right.
So I.
You see what you want to see, man.
All right.
And they see what they want to see.
It gets to about 15 to 20 minutes of me just talking
How
to these
are
people.
You not gone?
Danielle, by the way, is just tapping her foot. She's so angry.
Stewing. Yeah.
And so I look at her and I go, I'm too involved. I'm too pot committed. We have to figure this out. So the guy gets on and he goes, you know what? I'm going to get the manager. She might know why this is happening.
That's just them passing you right off to someone else.
Now, you would think the manager comes immediately. I'm so invested, I don't leave. But it takes so long for the manager to get there that the customer service rep got on the phone twice and said, you're coming down here, right, to see this guy.
Wow. And you're just standing around for all this because you have so little in your life beyond a Christmas ornament box.
I don't think he can see past that box.
People are infuriated.
No, I have full blinders on for this Christmas ornament box. So the manager comes up and she says, this is strange. She says, you know what? It might be because you're shopping for Christmas early. You know, we usually put these out a little later.
But that's why you looked online.
Right. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's why I answered that. I said, you know what? I did believe that. But since it said 35 online, she says, you know what? I don't think we have them. And I go, I think you do.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And it a standoff?
It's a standoff. So now neither of us are really talking to each other. We're just, and I saw like a tumbleweed pass her. Like I heard like,
come on.
Did you both have a holster and
a
gun?
I was like, who's going to draw first?
Yeah. As somebody that has worked in retail.
Yes.
Would you like to know what I would have done at
sure,
that point?
Absolutely.
I would have said, sir, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let me go check in the back.
Great. Right. And by the way, that would have helped.
Hold on. Let her finish.
It would have helped.
Yeah.
But I would have gone in the back, talked to my friends in the back that were also pulling this and been like, this D-bag, like, he thinks that, like, oh, he's like, oh, no, you're wrong. I got to hear on my little phony thing. And then I probably would have had a smoke.
Right.
I don't even smoke.
Right. You would have started,
yeah,
me.
Yeah. I would have been like, oh, who brought cookies? Oh, I wonder if this
was percentage
Jenny.
Of the time, and maybe this is a better call-in topic, do you think that happens? Where they go, oh, let's go look.
Oh, every retail job I've ever had.
Really?
If you were a D-bag, I always said, let me go check the back. And then I just stood back there for 5 minutes, came out, and I was like, oh, bummer. They're
so
all gone.
Sorry.
Well, luckily for me, the woman finally said, I swear there was silence of 30 seconds. And she looked at me and she says, you know what? It might be in the back. It might be in storage because we haven't taken out all the Christmas stuff yet. And it's been clocked in, but we haven't put it on the floor.
Here we
go. Great. Thanks.
All right.
So I stand there and Danielle's like, I can't believe it. She's literally just like disgusted.
She should be in the car on the way home.
She called like a lawyer, talked about divorce papers. It was. And so we're standing there and no exaggeration. I want to make sure people think I'm not, you know, giving a hyperbole because I'm on the radio. 20 minutes passed. So I'm
Wait. 20 minutes total or
no,
after she
after
went?
After she left. I'm now there 45 minutes.
So she's having like a couple of cigarettes.
I thought, but I needed to commit. I was committed.
You
I
can.
Needed her to come back and say to me it wasn't there. I wasn't leaving without the answer.
Had she come back and said to you it wasn't there, would you have left?
Yes.
Or would you still be there right now?
No, I probably would have left then because I felt like I was, you know, she would probably
Someone
be like, let
tried.
Me go check again. And now she's just making me stay. She hobbles back, hobbling, dust all over her apron.
Oh, no, she's crawling through the storage trying to find stuff.
There's like soot on her, like a 1920s chimney sweep. And she's dragging her foot almost in pain. And she's holding.
Does she have a miner's helmet on with a little light?
Honestly, it would have been on brand for her. She's holding two of them.
Oh,
and
oh,
she
wow.
goes, like dust kicks out of her mouth as she coughs. And she goes, I found two. And I thank God. She goes, I didn't know if you needed one or two. I needed two.
She just wanted to get rid of you.
Had she brought back one, I would have sent her back. I need two. And so she hands over the two, and I take it, and I go, thank you. And she just with a straight face is like, I have to go fix up the back again. So she then had to go back
and
fix it all. Anyway, the ornament boxes are perfect. It's exactly what I needed.
But I hope after all of that, what you said instead was, you know what? I don't like these. I don't really care for these. Do you have these in another color?
These are smaller than I thought. Do you have any bigger ones?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock.
I mean, I don't want to overhype it, but I just feel like everybody should be rolling tape right now.
Oh.
Just start recording is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Is it possible to overhype it at this point?
It's all been happening behind the scenes so far, but something so amazing is about to happen on this show. So amazing that you're going to remember. It's going to be, you're going to remember where you were when you heard what you're about to hear.
We think.
We think.
We don't know for sure because Muggs has been teasing this for a day and a half.
Right. Okay. So are you guys ready?
I mean, now that you've sort of said that, can we just give a little background on it?
I don't know what it is.
For the last 2 days, Muggs has had an idea for a joke that that involves the giveaway for Dr. Sleep and the tickets we're giving away.
Okay.
He's been so, he's almost been champing at the bit. Like he's been
staring. He's salivating.
Yeah, and he actually, so much, he took me outside and ran the joke by me. Mm-hmm. And then I said, absolutely, you got to say that. You have to. It would be illegal not to say it. And so he has been telling everyone, get ready for my joke. And he's not joking. And then he turned to Allie and they set up the kind of give and take.
Well, no, he says to me, so you're going to read like the giveaway, like how you remember how you did it yesterday? And I said, no, I don't remember how I did it yesterday.
Hey, this is important to the joke.
Apparently.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So all I'm saying here, Muggs, is there's no way the payoff could be as good as this whole
setup. You never
know.
Agreed.
You never know.
He's been teasing it for 2 days.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what this is? And I know you guys accuse me of being a bad example guy, but this is perfect, I think. This is Babe Ruth stepping up to the plate and pointing into the outfield where he's going to hit the home run.
Right. Perfect.
And then he does.
It's perfect.
We don't know that he's hit the home run yet in this story.
Yeah.
In this case, he's just stepping up to bat and he's pointing at the...
Let me start pitching.
Okay.
Return to the place where horror lives. It's Stephen King's Dr. Sleep, which is in theaters on November 8th. But how would you, yes, you listening right now, like a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Dr. Sleep on November 4th. Yeah! At the Pacific Theaters at the Grove. Here's the thing. Dr. Sleep continues the story of Danny Torrance 40 years after his terrifying stay at the Overlook Hotel in The Shining.
I'm dying from this.
Kevin's already moving away from the mic.
I'm giving you space. Kind of a punchline needs room.
In Dr. Sleep, Dan Torrance, the little boy with the powerful extrasensory gift known as The Shine, terrorized by the events that shattered his family at the Overlook Hotel in The Shining, is now in his 40s, living a troubled adult life.
Allie, I have a question.
What is it,
Good timing so far.
At the end of the movie, does Ewan McGregor turn to the camera and say, now go home and get your effing shine box?
You just did a Goodfellas joke about The Shine and The Shine box. Jensen, you acted like this was good.
Because I needed him to do it.
I'm really upset Bean's ISDN dropped.
He didn't even
hear that.
He didn't drop. He just cut the cord.
He's out. He took a scissors and cut the cord.
Physically cut it.
By the way, also, I want to state a couple things. One, he took me outside and I was like, oh, please do that because I needed him to do it.
Right.
And then it's so long.
Yeah.
Like the joke is so long.
Yeah, he has to ask a question.
He winds up the joke.
And the fact that I had to pause for a few seconds, like, here's your cue to ask the
Allie
question.
Allie was like shaking her head, like, step up to the microphone.
But the question was even organic. It was like, I have a question, Allie.
Unbelievable, Muggs. 3 days of you like, gotta do it. You're a gift.
Have you ever heard any one of us tease a single joke for two days?
I've never heard any of us tease a joke. The top of our head. That's why sometimes they're so bad.
Right.
Yesterday I was thinking it, but I wasn't feeling very confident.
Right.
Okay, what happened?
I don't know.
And make whatever happened in that time never happen again.
Where do we get you to lose confidence? Can we bring a bully in?
Let's take the first 5 callers to win a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Dr. Sleep on November 4th at the Pacific Theaters at the Grove. 1-800-520-1067. First 5 callers. Good God.
Thank you, guys.
No, you're welcome. Unreal.
Thank you.
Wow.
That must be what it's like working with Jerry Seinfeld.
Wow.
Like, he must.
Where does that genius come from?
When they were writing Seinfeld, he must have went up to Michael Richards and been like, just feed me this. Give me 2 days.
Hey, Bean, you back?
Yeah.
Tell me you didn't hear it.
No, this is unbelievable. The best thing that's ever happened on this show is what I was told. And 20 seconds before apparently the joke was told, somehow, mysteriously, my connection gets dropped.
Well, we assumed you heard it and cut it.
And cut it, yeah. We were assuming
that's
you just...
how bad it was.
I quit this
okay,
bitch.
You know what?
Do you want to hear it again?
Let's do it again.
Well, I was good the second time.
If you hadn't suggested, I was going to insist because I don't want to be the only one who missed out on this radio magic.
Right. Yeah.
So, you guys, Dr. Sleep is going to be in theaters on November 8th, but I have a pair of passes to the K-Rock advance screening of Dr. Sleep on November 4th at the Pacific Theaters at the Grove. Dr. Sleep continues the story of Danny Torrance 40 years after his terrifying stay at the Overlook Hotel in The Shining. He was that little boy with the powerful extrasensory gift known as The Shine, who was terrorized by the events that shattered his family at the Overlook Hotel in The Shining in his 40s. Now he's leading a troubled life. Bugs, do you have a question?
Hey, Allie, I have a question.
Yep.
Does Ewan McGregor turn to the camera at the end of the movie and say, "Now go home and get your effing shine box"?
No, because that, Goodfellas and Goodfellas, and this is the
Ewan McGregor's not in Goodfellas. It's so good. No. There's no true connection.
I don't get it at all. I don't even understand the joke. Bean was this not the funniest joke I've ever heard. I don't even track with it.
He was so excited. He took me outside.
I was so excited about
to
it.
Run it by
me. He already got the punchline tattooed on his arm.
But Bean, you at least know, go get your shine box from Goodfellas,
sure,
Joe
course,
Pesci.
Yeah. But what does that have to do with the shine?
Because
his gift is called The Shine.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's where it ends.
That is quite a stretch.
He
kept asking Allie, remember how you did it yesterday? What is wrong with you?
Bean, I legit had to look at him and go, here's your part. Here's where you step up.
Twice. Both times you told him where to come in.
I feel like maybe the first time was a little rushed, and maybe the second time. Maybe the third time.
Oh, I don't think we can
do it again.
I don't know.
Maybe this is the magic
it's not gonna
the
help.
Third time.
Dude, they're already going to take our Hall of Fame induction away from us.
In
right?
Dr. Sleep, Dan Torrance,
don't
the little
do it.
Boy with the powerful extrasensory gift known as The Shine, terrorized by the events that shattered his family at the Overlook Hotel in The Shining, is in his 40s, living a troubled adult life.
Hey, Allie.
Yeah, Muggs.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Listen to this wind-up.
Does Ewan McGregor, as Danny, turn to the camera at the end of the movie and say, "Now go home and get your effing shine box"?
Oh, he was so excited.
See, I didn't know you meant as Danny.
It's too loud to even do radio.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, Muggs.
Muggs lost it.
You are.
So that's what I meant. He's a gift.
Some birthdays for you. Kevin Pollak, Henry Winkler, and Matthew Morrison. That's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, We just got a message from the hotline to heaven. Marconi has sent his regrets that he invented radio. Right. Apparently he was listening, heard Beer Mug's attempt at a joke.
Oh, that's funny. I just got a DM from Caesar's Palace.
What?
They're wondering if he's available to do comedy at the huge Coliseum venue.
Oh.
So, wow. I mean, I guess we're getting two different kinds of
yes. So is Allie included in that offer? Because she was the straight
man.
Oh,
the setup?
Yeah. No. I'm going to hard pass.
Oh, come on, Allie.
Oh, really?
Okay. I mean, okay.
The new Abbott and Costello we have with us.
It is perfect. It is the 30th of October. It is, among other things, National Candy Corn Day. So go out there and get yourself some delicious Woo-hoo! Candy corn.
Yeah,
and enjoy.
That's so tasty, and, that wax.
And do like I do. And November 1st on Friday, go in and buy as much candy corn as they have left.
Right.
That way you have it for the whole year round. You don't have to just have it as a holiday
treat. As a side
treat.
Benefit, there'll be plenty there because no one's buying it.
Well, 50% off. Just tell them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You should buy it so you have it all year long. Yeah. Now, since it's the day before Halloween, I think we have time for a little Two Eyeballs, don't you?
Yes.
To enter the house of horrors.
Don't ignore how good that is.
By the way, this is a listener named McCall who did this when he was 10, and we know that you can't understand a word of it.
Where he saw. He saw.
Two eyeballs.
There it is. That'll be stuck in your head all day long today. I mean, in his defense, he's trying to mic the keyboard and the mic.
Right.
And he's 10.
He's about to do his own echo.
He was kind of the original Billie Eilish, you know what I mean? Like bedroom music.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, he understands those minor chords, which is...
I know.
That's crazy
and
for a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Great song. By the way, this kid, we don't mention this for... This kid grew up and changed his name to Pete Wentz. A lot of people don't realize. This is how it all started for Pete Wentz. So there's a little backstory on the Two Eyeballs kid.
I did not know that.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. That's the Fall Out Boy guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of Halloween, we thought this... Okay, I think we're done. We thought this would be interesting because if you did not go to a party this past Saturday night, perhaps you have one scheduled for tomorrow night, like Allie does. You got to start thinking about your costume because no matter how awesome it is, you've got to live in that thing all night long, right?
Great idea until you put it on, or great idea for the whole night.
Exactly.
Which is it?
It's exactly right. There was a story in the news this weekend about first responders in Ohio who showed up at a serious car accident, and there was a woman in the backseat who was covered in blood. All over her hair, all over her face. Her dress was practically soaked in blood. They looked at her and said, I doubt she's even alive. It turns out not only was she alive, she was fine. She only had a bruised knee. Her name is Sydney Wolf. She is 20 years old, and she was coming back from an event where she was promoting that she was playing Carrie in a haunted house production on Halloween.
That is scary.
So she was dressed up as Carrie from the Stephen King book turned into the movie.
So pig's blood everywhere.
At the park. Yes. You use paint in her case, yes. But the first responders are like, oh, my God, I can't believe you survived this. And she's like, it's not blood. I'm totally fine. I'm totally fine. So that is not what she expected, to complicate a crash scene with her Halloween costume. But we started thinking about all the various ways that your costumes can go wrong. Like you can't pee, you can't see, you run into things. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go wrong with a Halloween
costume. Let's say you're dressed as, a lighthouse. Which is Bean's example.
Great example. And the whole point of that is because it's a difficult costume to get in
it's
and out
of. It's not a costume, first
of all. No one's dressed as a lighthouse.
Ever.
Unless you're a huge R-Pats fan, in which case that's the timeliest costume of all time.
Robert Pattinson's in a new movie called The Lighthouse.
Boom!
Thank you, Jensen.
You speak Bean.
I had to clue in everyone else.
The world's greatest joke teller, Beer Mug. You had an experience at the K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball this weekend.
Yes, everything you just mentioned, Bean, I couldn't see in my costume because, look, my costume, I was the Flash.
Okay. Wow, that's a whole body thing.
It's a big red suit, and it has a big set of fake pectoral muscles and abs on the front of it that's made... Yeah. That's made of foam that I put over my real muscles.
Yes.
I put over my real muscles, and it's a onesie.
Right.
And everything was great until I started drinking, and I I had to go to the restroom.
Okay. Yeah.
So when I took the top part of the onesie off,
mm-hmm.
the foam of the Flash outfit
hangs I don't want to hear this.
Way in front of everything, including the toilet.
Oh, and it creates like its own basin.
Yes. Oh. And let me tell you guys, mm-hmm. that basin was used.
Oh, oh no. No.
Why is it in the room with us?
Yes.
No.
I've swabbed it with some Lysol since
then. Swab. No, you burn it.
By the way, that says more about you than the costume.
You
I used
that
a
on fire.
Tiny little swab to just take it out.
And there's actually a picture of me, which I'm going to post later today. There's a picture with some of the unfortunate circumstance on the front of the costume in one of the photos. So,
oh my God. So anyone that hugged you that night was hugging pee.
They didn't know that.
Yes.
Though. They didn't know that. They
Mugs,
were...
you're disgusting.
Yeah, next year I won't be the Flash, but it was great this year.
Was it though? Was it great?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound like fun peeing yourself. Peed yourself.
Anyway, the greatest was after it happened, like three people walked into the bathroom and I'm furiously like wiping this down.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's like looking at me. I'm like, hey, look, it's hard to go to the bathroom when you're the Flash. You know what I'm saying?
It was God, you were that funny then, too.
Keep coming. I didn't
know you did that twice.
That's why I'm the Flash.
Did he fall on the floor laughing?
He did. He did.
Oh, that's
dangerous. He did.
Yeah.
I'm the Flash. I'm quick, you know?
Right.
We're going to take your calls, by the way, if you have a Halloween costume.
He's putting his face up to it.
He really is.
Yeah. He is, yeah. If you have a Halloween costume disaster story, something that you wore that turned out to be impossible or got you into some sort of a situation, we want to hear about it at 1-800-520-1067. Jensen, sound like you had one.
No. It's just that I think these things out before. Mm-hmm. That's why I rarely wear anything that, like, constricts. I'll wear a T-shirt and jeans that, like, fit to be someone else. Or I try to get normal clothes that are also a Halloween costume.
I mean, I will say this. It seems like question one is, how do I go to the bathroom?
Yes.
And everything else is a distant memory, but question one is, how do I go to the bathroom? Because
yeah.
you know you're going to be in it for, what, 5 hours?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's never a good idea.
Well, you just pee on your suit, apparently.
Just pee yourself.
All right, 1-800-520.
He swabbed it, Bean.
I give it a little tiny swab.
Halloween costume disasters, your calls right after this on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Talking about your Halloween costume disaster, something to keep in mind as you prepare your costume for your party tomorrow night. We're taking your calls, and we're going to start with Jacob. He's on line three. He's in Monrovia in this segment, 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Jacob.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy. So what happened?
Howdy. So a couple of years ago, I was dressing up as the 90s cartoon character Johnny Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
The guy goes, oh, mama. Right?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Can we hear it again?
I need it again.
Oh, mama.
Okay.
Perfect.
And so I bought fake plastic pec muscles.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't fit under my shirt, so I cut around, like, the shoulder parts of them. Oh. And so I was wearing them and throughout the night, and I was moving. Eventually, when I took them off at the end of the night, I found out I'd, like, cut into my shoulders and I was like bleeding.
Oh my God.
Oh, mama. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Did it. Perfect. Well, good for you, man.
I don't feel like that's what you want.
Mm-mm.
Cutting into your skin?
Yeah. So you end up bloodied at the end of the night. Thank you, Jacob. Appreciate the call. Line two, Irvine. Let's say hi to Christine up next on K Rock.
Morning, Christine.
Hi.
Hi there.
So, I started a fire at my best friend's Halloween party with my costume.
You started a fire at your best friend's party.
This party lit.
I did. I was dressed as the queen from Snow White, which is a very long dress with very long sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend had decorated the house. We had candles lit. We were all dancing. I kind of tripped on my long dress. I'm about 5'2", so I'm not very tall. The dress was long. I stepped on some lace that was kind of decorating the table, and mm-hmm. there were candles on it. Knocked over the candle. The lace kind of got set on fire.
Okay.
And
Cut to the chase. How many people died in the fire?
Nobody died.
Thankfully,
no one died, and we're still good friends after 22 years, so...
Wow.
That was a good thing.
Okay. Yeah. You have a good friend. Thank you.
Good for you. Thank you for the call. Somebody comes to my house and sets it on fire at Halloween.
Right? That's the last chance.
Let's go to Kai, line 7, please, up next here on the Kevin Bean Show in Los Angeles. Kai, welcome to the show. What's going on, man?
Hey. Okay, so when I was like 19 or so, Spider-Man was all the craze, and I decided to dress up as him. But the costume was so tight that I was like, okay, no matter what underwear I wear, it's going to be visible. So I decided not to wear any.
Go on.
And all night, people were like, why complimenting am I the only one clapping? Me and like, great costume. And I mean, girls, guys, everybody. And then I got home and realized that it was completely see-through and that everybody saw everything all night.
Wow.
No one told you. No one pulled you aside and said, just so you know.
I was with my parents and they didn't say anything.
No.
How do your parents not mention that your junk is visible?
Right?
Son, this is a difficult conversation, but I can see your package.
Maybe they were proud.
Maybe they weren't his real parents because they were on a...
Because you're trying to make a Spider-Man joke.
Spider-Man's parents died.
I think I actually was going Superman.
Okay.
Oh boy.
All right.
I don't even know. Kai, maybe I'm sorry.
I hope the system fires again.
Thank you for the call on that.
20 right. seconds ago.
Give me line 6 here, Brea. I'm not sure I completely understand, but Kissy is the name. Is it Kissy?
No, Chrissy.
Oh, okay.
Don't be stupid,
not
Bean.
Fault. It says
Kissy here.
Not your fault, Bean.
Okay, that sounds like
Lanta.
Sounds like a Ruben thing. Okay,
hey, Chrissy.
Chrissy, what happened?
Oh, okay. So I got the office memo that we're all dressing up as Domino's. So, okay, cool. So I run to Target and grab the pizza costume.
Oh,
and when I got
her.
To work, everybody was like, Domino's the board game.
That's very good.
Kissy's my favorite.
Kissy.
I didn't know. I'm a fat girl. I thought pizza.
I respect it.
I like it.
Oh, I love it.
It's very good.
That's pretty strong.
Okay,
thank you.
Have a great morning.
It's
you
the Kevin
too.
And Bean Show.
I'm just saying it's like eating a candle. It's mm-hmm. it's wax.
And a sort gross of, candle. Not even a good candle.
Right, yeah.
Just means more candy corn for Jensen and me.
Yeah. You guys don't like it. Stop saying
that. No,
you're
I
just
really
being,
no way. I ate a whole bucket
you're just being
in a
against-ers.
Week. I ate a whole bucket in a week here at the station. No one else had any.
But you didn't like it.
I loved it. That's right. I didn't like it. I loved it.
Guys, it's National Candy Corn Day. Hit it, Steve.
Hey. I know you see me. I don't know why you keep passing on me. Every Halloween, it's the same story. I don't know why. Is it because we look like wax? Just give candy corn some love.
Halloween's a celebration, kids all in the streets, a holiday that's focused on costumes and tasty treats. You think there's no way that October could end tragic, but it's hard for a candy that people consider plastic. I'm candy corn and life isn't great. I'm at the bottom of a list of candies that people hate. But then there's Beanie's, the person I have to thank. Between sips of spoiled chocolate milk and awful fruitcake, he praises all my efforts and I never make him sick. And he's the only man on earth who doesn't think I taste like So when you celebrate and think Halloween is great, keep in mind that candy corn just can never catch a break.
Candy corn, yellow, orange, white. Can anybody just treat me right? Candy corn, yellow, orange, white. I just wanna feel alright.
I mean, I never thought of candy corn as a person.
Well,
before.
Think again.
Before that.
It's a very difficult time of year for me where I have to go from right from defending my love of candy corn into my love of fruitcake. Like back to back.
That's insane.
It's twice,
maybe yeah. change your loves.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Poop my pants.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, that was Eddie F. saying that right off mic.
That's what we're
hey,
saying.
Hey, the great comedian and podcaster Eddie F. is in studio with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can see him Saturday night at the Ice House, icehousecomedy.com. You will have a great time. Tickets on SNL 21 and up. All right, so Eddie, so you're doing the CrossFit. You're losing all the weight with your big diarrhea diet that you're promoting.
Is he promoting that?
Promoting.
And now you should start selling that, man. I mean, Allie already said she would sign up for
I
losing
asked him
25
to spit
pounds.
In the cup, like, yeah. Which isn't the first time I've asked Eddie if to do that
sure,
in a segment.
Yeah. And now you're talking about running 68 miles.
Ugh.
But before we get into the physicality of that, what's the cause? What prompted this?
Last year, November 9th, I was in the middle of the Malibu Mountains where I live. I was supposed to be gone because we were supposed to be evacuated, but something got into me that I stayed. And
you're one of those people.
I'm not one of those people.
No, you were.
What happened was we evacuated, and my wife's a hoarder,
So I was like, oh, I can't wait for this house to burn. and I was like, this is going to be the best thing ever. You know, new start. I don't have to clean this stuff.
Terrible human junk, right?
And then the fire kept, like, encroaching, and it took days. And my wife kept making me move all of her stuff into a storage facility, like, every day. So then I had to figure out how to divert the fire to the storage facility.
Yeah.
To take out her stuff. No, I kept going back to, like, get stuff, and I didn't plan on staying. And but all these neighbors kept going, you want to hose down your roof? You want to blow all the leaves off the roof? You want to create a defensible position? So I'm doing, like, all the things I'm supposed to. Cover the attic eaves.
Clean the gutters and everything.
I'm on the roof. And I live up in, it's not Malibu, it's kind of Malabama. It's like...
in a canyon.
It's like the... Yes,
yeah, you're a canyon person.
I'm a canyon person. Okay. And so, a lot of rednecks up there.
Yeah.
One of them comes down the hill on a quad runner in jeans and boots with no shirt on.
All right.
And he looks at me on the roof and he goes, good man! Good man! He goes, you're staying. All the alphas are still here.
Oh.
All the beta cucks have left.
Oh.
Did you think, all right, I need to go then? Because
yeah.
I don't want to be part of this group.
No, I was like, I don't want to be a cuck.
No.
I don't want someone sleeping with my wife. I've got to stay.
He used it right.
He did. And my wife is like, come on, you got to get out of there. I'm like, no one's sleeping with you. I'm staying. I'm going to fight this fire. So I did stay, which I don't recommend to people to stay. You need to listen to the
authorities.
If
they tell you to evacuate, go.
Yes.
Yeah.
But can I just say this? You heard that 100 times before you stayed.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you did.
Yes.
Okay.
I had everything. The rednecks were hooking me up with motorcycles, quad runners.
Like Mad Max.
It was the apocalypse. Yeah. And I'm telling you, that's what happens in these times. It's really, really scary. And so I talked to a lot of firefighters, and I was watching what they were doing from up on top of one mountain. I could watch them putting out the fire on another
They're
mountain.
They're miracle workers.
They're incredible.
Thank
and
God.
I've met so many of them at my shows that have come out and talked to me, the guys that jump out of the helicopters, the guys that fly the planes, the guys that are on the ground. And I don't know anyone braver in this world. And when I was watching it happen, and they did, luckily our house was saved, our whole neighborhood was saved. And I said, I got to do something for these guys. This is incredible. And there's a trail that runs from the Palisades all the way to Point Magoo that goes through the Santa Monica Mountains.
Wow.
And it's 68 miles long.
Ugh. And you're going to take a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And you're
going to
fly above it.
I am going.
You're going to fly a drone overhead and drive your car.
I decided 68. I was hoping it was 69.
Nice.
Yes.
And,
but you're going to run it.
I'm going to run, hike it, walk it, fall down, get dragged.
68 miles.
How long will that take you?
I know a bunch of guys that did it last year, and they didn't break 24 hours. That's my goal.
No, sir.
But I did like half of it the other day in 8 hours. Or wait,
what?
Yeah, 8 hours.
Whoa.
You're on pace to destroy all your friends.
Well,
wait,
no.
Wait, but that means you're running.
I'm running a lot of it.
Are you Kenyan?
No.
That's a valid question, though.
Yeah, good thanks, question. Bean.
Well, when you start talking about shattering records.
I'm running like a 16-minute mile. It's not fast at all.
No, but that,
I'm walking
I understand
up
not
the
fast,
hills.
Look at it as an overall picture. That is very fast.
Are
yeah,
you
but I could also collapse. I mean, this. Okay. I've been.
God
I'm bringing
willing.
A, it's
bunch,
a solid plan, then.
I'm yeah. bringing a bunch of guys that have been on my podcast with me. One's a Navy SEAL. One's the second best CrossFitter in the world.
What are you
One
doing?
One is the second best paddle boarder in the world. One is the number one obstacle course racer.
You're
in the
gonna
world.
Get so smoked.
No.
Guys, wait.
No. I want people that when I go, I'm done. They're like, throw them on your shoulder.
Right. Exactly.
But they're gonna be so far in front of you, they won't be able to
no,
do that.
I've told them this is oh, okay. my run.
I see. Okay.
You're my entourage.
Gotcha.
You come with me.
All right.
Wow.
And then
Captain
I talk to them every day,
pants.
And they're like, all right, so what are we doing? Like an 8-minute mile? And I'm like, no. Slow down. So I,
Eddie, how does this help the first responders?
Well, what we're doing, we're trying to raise money. If you can go to my website, if you go to eddieift.com or wadcastpodcast.com, there's a link right there on the front page to donate. And I always say to people, there's so many good causes out there to give to, so many, and so many firefighter causes and everything. But what's great about this one is you can participate in my pain.
Right.
Like, I would quit, like right now there's like $1,000 in there. I just start, if there's $1,000, I can quit easily. If there's
oh, I see.
Like,
so donate
to force you to finish.
Yes,
right.
Because I work on peer pressure, and if you donate a lot of money, I'm going to be like, I can't. The people,
right?
They want this.
So you have chosen the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation is where the funds are going to be going, which is a wonderful charity.
Yeah, it takes care of the families.
And this is all going to happen on Friday, November 22nd. What time of day are you setting out?
I wanted to go at 1 in the morning, so we're at, because I've run the trails at night, which, you know, it's full of mountain lions.
That's a great idea. And, solid.
Yeah, and that's when they like to wander around. So I wanted to be night, day, night. So, like,
so you spend more time at night?
But these guys all want to sleep, and they're like, hey, let's just go day. And I'm like, yeah, then if you finish, I'm all alone at the end of the night.
Well, I mean, that's a guarantee.
For like 12 hours.
Everybody you told us.
There'll be vultures near your body. You won't be alone.
There are turkey vultures.
Can we talk to you on the phone while you're running?
Yeah, absolutely.
On the 22nd. We
absolutely.
Can check in with you. Mm-hmm.
Lots of rattlesnakes. Mm-hmm. I've almost stepped on two snakes in training.
Good.
Tarantulas. I've seen a bobcat.
Wow.
Have not seen any coyotes or mountain lions.
There's time.
Yeah, I mean, I live with my wife, so it's not as dangerous as that.
68 miles on November 22nd. Oof. And again, people can't just run with you. This is just a closed circle,
they can
right?
come help. If you want to send us a message at wadcastpodcast@yahoo.com, we're going to need help at, like, the aid stations, and we're going to have four stops. We're going to stop four times to refuel.
Gotcha. To spend the night and recover right. and then start again.
It's worth donating just that you're
just
doing
to force
that.
Them to run.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Yeah, let me tell you. I mean, I did 30 the other day, and when I was done, I was like, I'm done. I don't know how I'm going to do 68.
Yeah,
and
that's intense.
It's less than a month away, so... Hey.
Do you only want to raise $3,000?
No. Okay. I want to raise as much as possible. I don't know why that's on there.
Well, let's fix that.
Oh, that's their
projected goal.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like you could raise more.
Eddie, I'm just I'm blown away by this.
I agree.
Don't be. I have it. It's partly a midlife crisis. Mm-hmm.
It's partly he's a CrossFitter.
Because I've got.
Yeah, let's do it. Who's with me?
I got a bigger, worse stunt coming up in December.
Oh,
what?
No.
Yeah.
So if you survive this, there's something that will kill you coming up in December.
Oh, it's the worst thing.
You're going to try 6 months with diarrhea?
Oh, it's when you guys hear this one, you're going to be like, what is wrong with
you? Well, see you then.
Well, here's what I know about Eddie is he always has a crazy life to share with us when he's stopped by the Kevin and Bean Show.
And let's check in when he's doing this. This
absolutely,
run.
We'll call you. Yeah.
Live, wait a minute. Dave.
Yes.
Is said that he is going to come for a portion of
it. Oh, please.
He did. He said, I will run like a mile of it with you.
Oh, wow. That's really big of him.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to run 68.
67 to go.
He's
going to run a mile.
You can only listen to so many podcasts when you're out there.
That's right. And have you talked to Dave?
That's going to be the longest mile of the whole day,
Eddie. On another podcast.
IceHouseComedy.com to see the great Eddie Eft on stage this Saturday night, and we will talk to you before or on the 22nd. Again, give the website again for folks who want to go get the information.
It's either eddieift.com, EDDIEIFFT, or Wadcast, WODCAST, podcast.com.
Great. Good luck, Eddie. Thanks,
sir. Thanks, guys.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Guys, I think Eddie Eft might be crazy.
Might be.
I won't run 68 miles in my entire life.
No.
That's true.
From the time I was born to the time I die, I won't run 68 miles. He's going to do it in one day.
There is something inside me that wishes I was that way.
Mm-hmm.
Truthfully.
Of course.
But... I wish I could do that stuff, and I just don't. It doesn't connect for me.
But what you can do is go to Taco Bell today.
Yep.
That you can do.
Or Del Taco. Both doing free tacos.
By the way, just back to Eddie Iff for a second. You can also support him, which I think all of us can do, right?
Yes. Go to his website.
Eddie Iff.
Absolutely.
Two Fs.
Yeah. Very impressive young man, I'll tell you that. And funny. Funny.
Funny.
Yes.
Was that a question?
Allie's here with our final look at what's happening on a Wednesday morning.
John Witherspoon. We know and love him from so many different things. I think most notable to our audience would be the Friday franchise, as well as he was Pops on the Wayans Brothers show, and he was just the funniest man ever. He passed away suddenly at his home today, the age of 77. That seems too young now, you guys.
Yes.
Even like when you were a little kid and you'd be like, you're 40, you're ancient. But now we're like 77 is just too darn young. But he was mostly known for his role as Ice Cube's grumpy dad in the 1995 breakout hit Friday. And then, of course, next Friday after next. And then last Friday. You might also know him as the voice of Gramps on the cult animated series The Boondocks, which he most likely would have been returning to because they're doing an upcoming revival on HBO Max. And, of course, Pops on the Wayans Brother show. He was also on the Tracy Morgan show, The First Family, Black Jesus. David Letterman had him on constantly. Mm-hmm. Just a funny, funny man. So rest in peace to him, and love and prayers to his whole family. Suddenly to pass away. That's terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Guys, I heard the story and I thought, who's better than Bill Murray? He was speaking with Amy Schumer on her podcast and talking a bunch of different topics, but he talked about the one job he'd like to do outside of acting. He said, I did fill out an application at P.F. Chang's at the Atlanta airport because I think that's one of the greatest places. And Amy Schumer was like, no, what? To do what? Any job? And he said, just looks like the best time. What is wrong with Bill Murray?
He's making a joke, though,
so
right?
Nothing much. Is wrong with Honestly, that. I feel like he probably would do it just for a day.
Yeah,
he would. At P.F. Chang's in an airport. Why the heck?
He's that weird.
He is very odd.
So Love weird. It. So HBO announced late yesterday that its Game of Thrones prequel project about the Targaryen Civil War has officially received a full series order. The title, House of the Dragon. That announcement came a couple hours after news broke that the network's first Game of Thrones prequel project from showrunner Jane Goldman, starring Naomi Watts, was not moving forward.
Yeah, I was having trouble keeping all of them straight. So one prequel was canceled, one prequel is going forward.
Yes.
While the two guys who made Game of Thrones had their Star Wars movie taken from them.
Right. Same week.
Yes. The new project is based on George R.R. Martin's 2019 book Fire and Blood. And it's a history of House Targaryen that spans roughly 150 years. The story takes place long before the events of Game of Thrones and eventually will lead up to the Dance of the Dragons, a massive civil war in the Seven Kingdoms that breaks out between the two rival branches of House Targaryen.
I'm already a little
No idea?
It's really rough.
Bill Murray will be working at an Atlanta airport's P.F. Chang's.
All right, I'm back in.
Got it. The one that they got rid of.
I'm trying to figure out, because the Game of Thrones show, they were all, I don't know what year that was supposed to be set.
1984.
No, I think
it was earlier
true.
Than that.
Okay.
But they were all running around in what looked to me like, just broadly speaking, medieval outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
What does it look like 300 years before that? Like, what are people wearing in the year 800 or whenever that's supposed to be set, I wonder? Are we just going to see people in
loincloths
or something? Yeah. Like, what is 300 years before the time of Game of Thrones?
Fingers crossed, right?
I'm having trouble tracking with this. I guess I should just wait until the show comes out.
Yes.
I mean, you could do that. Absolutely. I have bad news for everybody that spent $1,000 to go to an event by the Global Charity Initiative. They were using Keanu Reeves as bait for its $1,000 a seat event, claiming he'd be present and be honored. But here's the thing. When you promote the event on social media by writing, and I quote, "Join some Hollywood finest actors like Chadwick Boseman and Keanu, humble and lover humanity, supporting GCI to eradicate poverty."
People buy that?
What? Is that word salad that you then said, I'm going to plunk down $1,000 to get a seat at this event that sounds totally legit? What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
So Reeves' rep told Page Six he knew nothing about the event, has no affiliation with this organization whatsoever, and they used his image without permission.
He's such a good dude, though. He'll probably go.
He probably would,
right? Just show up anyway.
And he would give whoever wrote this release a lesson in
English
grammar.
Tutorial,
yeah. That's just who he is, you guys.
Whoa.
So, Emma Thompson out eating at an upscale restaurant in London, and a waiter comes over and asks for a picture. She declined, went home, went about her day, and then found out that that waiter was in serious trouble.
As he should be, by the way.
Thompson learned that the server was suspended without notice, has reportedly called the restaurant to say, no, don't fire the guy just because he wanted to take a picture of me. Bean, you think the guy should be strung up. Like, you hate this guy.
I didn't say that. I said it's completely inappropriate for staff at a restaurant to be bothering patrons for photos.
Well, you shouldn't go out to dinner with my wife and I. Sorry, my wife and I.
Yeah. I mean, am I wrong about this? Don't you guys think that's uncool? Like, at least the people who work at the restaurant should not treat their customers that way.
You can't
do anything about another customer in the restaurant coming up and bothering her while she eats, but the server certainly shouldn't.
Honestly, it comes up more with staff recently than it does with people walking
up. Right?
Yeah, it's more like someone has helped us the whole time, and then at the end is like, do you mind if we take a picture? Or our manager wanted to come get a picture. Like, that happens nowadays a lot more than when we're eating and someone walks up.
What do you guys think?
Does Danielle then call the restaurant and say, please don't fire that manager?
No, but she would feel terrible if someone was fired,
yeah, that's
for sure.
Yeah. Emma Thompson
is beside
herself.
I don't think we've ever been in that, yeah.
I mean, I feel like that should be the standard, Bean. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
They probably shouldn't ask.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I don't think they should ask at all.
No, agreed.
Be cool.
Be cool,
everyone.
Be chill, man.
Yeah, eat fruit.
But not speaking for Danielle, I think she's fine with it. I don't want her to think. She really is fine with people taking photos because I think it's like, we always say she never went full screech. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing in her character that's ever been like, everyone's happy to see her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I'm always like, that's got to bother you if we're like mid-bite of a lasagna and then that next thing you know, someone's taking a picture. But doesn't.
Where were you eating Kevin's favorite food?
Lasagna's so good, you guys.
We'll get to that eventually, right?
We have to. We have to tackle that and other tough issues.
You don't know me. You don't know everything about me.
Special blossom.
You don't pour my cereal.
Okay, so you're on a podcast where it was kind of like the newlywed game,
with
right?
Bean. With
yes.
Bean.
With Bean.
Yes.
And they asked you questions that you would have to give Bean's answers. Bean would have to give yours.
Yes.
So they say to Bean, what is Kevin, your radio partner of 30 years, favorite food? And Bean, you answered what?
Ice cream.
And by the way, it's a
great
show
answer.
Where they talk about food a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like that is a common theme of the show.
I would have said ice cream, and then they said, no, that wasn't it. I would have then said, oh, well, macaroni and cheese.
Right. And,
no.
And if you're thinking third, I would have said pizza.
Third, I would have said peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, that too.
All of those. Kevin, what goddamn answer did you give on this podcast?
I said lasagna.
We have none of us in this room have ever heard you talk about lasagna.
You don't know me, people.
That was the first time I'd ever heard Kevin use the word lasagna.
He was dumbfounded.
What?
Lasagna?
Yes.
Like, you're Garfield all of a sudden?
It's never been mentioned. Not one time.
I've never even seen you. I've never even seen you with a fork.
I don't think, what?
Do you eat it with your hands?
Yeah, do you eat it with your hands?
No, I don't. I don't consider ice cream food, so I thought they were talking about like dinner.
Sure, okay.
Two other options,
mac and cheese and pizza.
Both good guesses.
Yeah.
Love them both.
So we're all going off on Kevin, by the way, after this. And he's like, no, I mean, ask my kids. Whenever I get a special meal, I always say it's going to be lasagna. I'm like, then that would make it your special meal.
Yeah,
that's not your favorite. Come on, Kevin.
Also, your special meal is lasagna.
Yes, it is.
How low budge are you?
How dare you? It's good. It's the best food.
Goddamn, Kevin.
Right?
Kevin. What were some of the other answers that were shocking?
Oh, we don't have time to
remember?
Get into this now. We just don't have time.
We have to.
Well, the problem with that whole quiz is that Bean would make a joke about half the time, and I would make a joke about half the time. So it's impossible.
You were going for comedy answers.
Yes. So it's impossible for the other person to guess what your joke is.
I feel like before...
It wasn't well done.
Before Bean's last day next Thursday...
We got to do a new
We have idea. To do another round.
A real one.
With our own questions, and you guys answer correctly.
All right.
And the answer is
no
lasagna.
No joke questions, though. No, that's honest.
No joke answers.
Well,
lasagna.
Lasagna is real,
that's
he said.
Real.
He's
saying
it's real.
There's no way it's real, you guys. I think that's the moral of the story. My kids, it's my special meal.
If I was about to die, I would take lasagna.
Like
it's the worst idea ever.
Ask my kids. It's my special meal.
I close my eyes and I eat it. I don't like your impression of me. It's a lot of beef.
Oh, Kevin. Some birthdays.
You have to get him young.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Some birthdays for you. Henry Winkler, happy
and
birthday.
And she beat him off.
Kevin Pollak and Matthew Morrison.
Terrorist, you know, situation. All right. Mm-hmm. Good.
And that's what's happening.
On your drive home today, listen to Stryker Klein's commercial free for all. Sorry, commercial 5 p.m. hour. A random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. It's Thursday, so we've got Get Up On This with Jensen. Mm-hmm. We've got R.J. Bell taking a look at his picks for week 9 of the NFL.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
I don't think he does.
And you've heard the Monster Mash. Have you heard the Monster Rap?
The Klein's went up without a hitch. Then Eagle screamed,
out for the switch.
Third came down his head.
Ed Winzap. Now he's doing the monster rap. Shock the body, body.
Yeah.
Shock the body.
No. It's a real guy. It's Bobby Boris Pickett, the same guy that did the monster mash.
Shock the body. Shock the body,
shock
body.
The body, body.
Tomorrow morning on an all-new show.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.